Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Governor Tim Walz will announce his 2026 supplemental budget proposal today during a Capitol news conference. The governor's office says the budget will prioritize lowering costs for middle-class families while making responsible cuts to keep the state on a fiscally sustainable path. The February budget forecast showed the state with a $3.7 billion surplus for the years 2026-2027. A bill banning the manufacture and possession of ghost guns in Minnesota is headed to the Senate floor. Anna Leamy from the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus said the bill would treat law-abiding gun owners like criminals.
Senate File 3661 would make many of these privately manufactured firearms illegal to possess in Minnesota if they do not have a government-approved serial number. People who legally built firearms in the past could suddenly become criminals.
Attorney General Keith Ellison argued more of these guns are being used to commit crimes, and without a serial number, it's tough for law enforcement to trace the guns.
From 2017 to 2021, 187 ghost guns were recovered at crime scenes in Minnesota. In the two subsequent years of 2022, 2023, 631 ghost guns were recovered at crime scenes, an over 600% increase.
The Office of Cannabis Management is reopening the license application window for low-dose hemp businesses April 1st. The OCM's Josh Collins says many operations missed the first application period in October.
Breweries that might not have applied yet because they're hoping to carry a hemp-derived beverage, or for any of those businesses that might have those gummies, we need to make sure that they apply for a license if they haven't already.
You can find the license application and more information on the Office of Cannabis Management's website. With NCAA brackets busting and bets rising, officials are reminding fans that the real win during March Madness is gambling responsibly.
Don't wager more than you can afford to lose. If you're going to wager, place the bet and then put your phone down and don't look at it again. What will happen is that people are doing multiple bets throughout the game, and that's how they can get themselves in trouble.
That's Susan Sheridan Tucker, the executive director of the Minnesota Alliance on Problem Gambling. And the Minnesota Timberwolves will be missing all-star guard Anthony Edwards for tonight's home game against the Phoenix Suns. Edwards has been ruled out with a sore right knee. The 41-27 Wolves have lost four of their last five games to fall to sixth place in the Western Conference. The seventh place Suns fell at the Celtics 120-112 last night and trail Minnesota by 2 points in the standings. This is MNN.